राम बोलो राम बोलो 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 राम 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 राम बोलो
A long, long time ago, in the beginning of the Treta Yuga, people used to live for up to 100,000 years. In those days, a man by the name of Valmiki maintained his large family by waylaying travelers on the highway. He would terrorize them, rob them, and sometimes even kill them for their money and possessions. He would give all those stolen goods to his family members for their comfort. On the day our story begins, Valmiki spots the great sage Narada Muni chanting the names of God while coming down the forest path.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hold on there, traveler. At this point in the road, you will have to pay a small toll. Your goods or your life.
Then you'll have to take only my life, because I have no worldly possessions.
Oh, you have nothing to give? Oh, what a shame, because, as you suggested, I shall have to take your life. Let's see if your chanting will help you now.
Perhaps, after all, I can give you something far more valuable than material goods.
Ho, 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 ho! There is nothing more valuable than material goods. Gold, jewels, fine clothes, these things give happiness.
But the happiness is temporary, and in any case, these items will either be taken away by thieves, the government, or family members, or ultimately at the time of death. I could illustrate for you the workings of the law of karma, by which every living entity either suffers or enjoys in this world. This knowledge can lead to the highest happiness, and minimize all miseries in this life and the next.
Okay, okay. Go ahead and illustrate for me the law of karma, and then I'll decide whether you deserve to live or die.
First, answer this question. Why are you robbing and killing?
Some men maintain their families by running shops or banking, farming, whatever. This is how I maintain my family, and I'm darn good at it.
So you give all the stolen goods to your family members?
It is the duty of every man to maintain his family.
But when you maintain your family by robbing and killing, don't you know you'll get very bad karma? Whatever pain and suffering you cause will come back on you in this life and the next.
Yes, yes, I know all that, but I'm counting on my family members to share part of that burden with me. After all, they're getting the lion's share, and all I get out of this is one or two chapatis a day, some little rice and some dal.
Have you ever asked them directly whether they will share in your bad karma, just as they are now enjoying the fruits of your work?
No, no, not directly, no.
Then please go and do so now. I promise I shall remain here until you return. Then if you still desire to kill me, I shall not protest.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
You don't look too happy. What did they say when you asked if they would share in your future bad karma?
I asked my wife, as you suggested. She said she never told me to become a robber in order to maintain her, so whatever happens to me as a result is none of her concern. I went to my daughter, for whom I just spent 10,000 rupees on her wedding. She says, "Dad, that is so uncool." I asked my 16-year-old son if he would share in my karma. I mean, just last week, I gave him the reins to a brand new chariot. He says to me, "No way, Jose." They all said they're happy to enjoy the stolen assets I bring them, but they'll not accept any of the karmic reactions. I didn't ask my mother-in-law because, well, she doesn't like me anyway. They all said the same. I have chosen my own profession. It's all on my head. Naraji, I am terrified for my future. Will I actually face in my next life all those I've killed? Will they not be entitled to vengeance? Oh my God! When I stand abandoned and alone before the Lord of Death, Yamaraj, what can I possibly say in my defense?
If you wait until then, there will be nothing to say. But right now, if you begin to purify your heart, you have every reason to be optimistic. The holy names of the Lord are so powerful, they can dispel all sinful desires from the heart, just like the powerful sun dissipates the fog in the morning.
I just don't think a heart that's as black as mine could ever be free of sinful desires.
Just now on this earth, the Supreme Lord Sri Ramachandra has descended in the Isfaku dynasty as the son of Dasarath and Kausalya. He is the support of the universe, the inspirer of virtue, and the giver of special grace to his devotees. He possesses every excellent quality. He is kind to all and devoted to the welfare of every living being. Because he is absolute, there is no difference between him and his holy name. On the material platform, a name and the substance are different, but on the absolute platform, the name of the Lord and the Lord are the same. If you begin to chant Ram, 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 you will directly associate with the Lord through his name and be completely purified in due course of time. Repeat after me. Ram, Ram, Ram.
It's no use. I can't say it. It's useless. I'm doomed. I've been associating with suffering and death for so long that it is my only meditation.
I have an idea. Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, is also known as Mara. You can chant the name Mara, can't you?
Well, of course, but what good would that do?
Just try it for some time. I think you'll be pleased with the result.
Mara, 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 destruction, Mara, 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 torture, Mara, 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 evil, Mara, 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 revenge, Mara, 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 robbing, Mara, 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 pain, Mara, 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 death, Mara, Mara, Mom, Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I think I recognize this place. It was 60,000 years ago, give or take 1,000, that I talked to the robber Valmiki in this very area. I wonder whatever happened to him. What is this? Do I hear a sound coming from within the anthill? Oh, Guru Maharaj, my savior, please accept my humble obeisances.
Valmiki, have you been in this spot all this time and constantly chanting the name of Ram?
Oh, indeed, Gurudev, and not only was I feeling such ecstasy at chanting his holy names, and not only have I been freed from all sins, but within my mind's eye I saw all the divine pastimes of Sri Ram, Lakshman, Sita, Hanuman, as they were manifest on this planet. They are all as clear to me as fruits in the palm of my hand.
Then I shall empower you to write about those pastimes in an immortal poem called The Valmiki Ramayana. You shall tell the story in 24,000 verses, divided into 500 chapters and 6 books. Thus expressed in verse, the sacred and delightful acts of Ram will be told as long as there are rivers and mountains on the earth. And as long as the story of Ram endures, you, my dear Valmiki, will live in heaven.